Well, we're very happy to welcome to the show right now Scott Hallenbeck. He is the USA Football Executive Director. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Important topic to discuss with you because the NFL announcing last week that the league, along with the Browns, USA Football, the NFL Players Association, CDC, NCAA, a number of other partners, major partners here, the largest program to be conducted to date to replace old football helmets from youth football leagues. This clearly is, from a safety standpoint, I can't imagine something being much more important to this. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's a terrific program that all the parties you mentioned, coupled with NERA, who is the Reconditioning Association, as well as the four major helmet manufacturers, are all working together to get 10-year or older helmets off the field of play. And so the NERA, the Reconditioner Association, set a new rule going into this season and for all the years ahead that will not allow a 10-year or older helmet to be reconditioned. And the goal, of course, is to literally get those out of play. And the idea there is that certainly in the last 3 years, the helmets have been improved. I mean, the technology has certainly improved. While we always emphasize there's no such thing as a concussion-resistant helmet, it is important, and I think to some degree we're seeing the trends of this, that these leagues across the country, high schools, youth leagues, are moving towards the advanced helmets, and this is one step in that direction. And this, so specifically this year is a pilot program. In Northern Ohio, obviously the Cleveland area, is one of the four markets where we're focused on. And so with the Browns' help, this is a great opportunity to reach into the community. And in particular, this program is focused on those in need. So just the leagues in need during this pilot program will be allowed to apply at usafootball.com/playersafety. Again, usafootball.com/playersafety by this Wednesday. So there is a sense of urgency here. And they need to get in there and apply. And then if they have 10-year or older helmets, I mean, we will come in and we will remove those helmets and we'll actually replace them with new helmets. So it's quite a program.
I'll say, and that's Wednesday, yeah, May 23rd is the deadline to get these applications in. Scott, using 10 years as the demarcation on this, that's a combination, I'm assuming, of A, the wear and tear that can happen over 10 years on the helmet itself, but it's just as important to note the technology of the newer helmets, correct?
Absolutely. And in fairness, this is just a complex, complex space. In other words, you could have a 5-year-old helmet that frankly has more wear than a 10-year-old helmet. But we had to start somewhere. The expert, so to speak, really is NOCSI, who's the group that sets standards for helmets, and then again NERA, the Reconditioning Association. They determined 10-year was the right demarcation point. Frankly, they'll probably start moving it up, I suspect, just because, you know, again, we want to be closer to 3 to 5 years with new technology and so forth. But anyway, the key here is there's a great opportunity for leagues that are in disadvantaged communities meet the need criteria, right. And they can find all this again at usafootball.com/playersafety. They will not only get the opportunity to replace their helmets. This is probably another absolutely critical point. We have set up a model here where every single league will have access to coaching education. And USA Football, who is administering this whole program on behalf of all of the parties that we mentioned earlier, is going to be providing our gold standard level one coaching education course. And I should talk about that for a second,
yeah,
because this is the only accredited coaching education program in all of football and, frankly, all of youth sports except, I think, soccer, maybe the only other one. So this is truly a gold standard program. It has 15 chapters in it. Starts with coaching philosophy and evolves to fundamentals. But then we have a very focused health and safety section, which actually starts with equipment fitting and certainly dovetails with this nicely. I mean, the idea of properly fitting equipment, which we're learning is a serious issue. I mean, people just don't know how to properly fit equipment. So that's critical. Then it goes to heat and hydration preparedness. And then, of course, last but not least, concussion awareness and management. And every single chapter, you have to pass 80%. So what we often tell commissioners across the country is, and parents, in fact, more and more, this is the only course where you can actually ensure that there's at least 80% competency of the information. I mean, as we probably passed out tens of thousands of the CDC heads-up materials, which are fabulous. But, you know, with due respect, I don't have great confidence that the coaches and the expert and the parents and everybody involved is literally reading through all that information, absorbing it. In our case, you have to pass those chapters at 80% or better, or you can't move forward. It literally requires you to go back and relearn the material and take a new quiz. So it's a fabulous coaching education resource. It really should be. I mean, we've had conversations with many across the country, even the insurance industry now, about the idea of can we get this mandated? Because I think by itself, it's a game changer. It will dramatically improve the quality of coaching education across this country. And so, in fact, we even go as far as to say that parents now need to be asking the question of their commissioners and their leagues as to how is my coach trained? Because, you know, I care first and foremost about my child that's going to be in the care of that coach. I want to know how they're properly trained. And secondly, if it's not USA Football's coaching education program, which naturally we would encourage first and foremost, but there are other ones out there. If it's not, if they're using something else, does it also include concussion education and management? That is absolutely critical that parents are starting to look into that and asking those questions.
Scott, thank you so much for your time.
We appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
And now for a local perspective on this helmet replacing initiative, we turn to our own Matt Yunker. He's the manager of youth football for the Browns. Matt, what can you tell folks locally? What do they need to know about this helmet replacing process?
Well, Vic, I think the important thing is this is all about player safety and keeping young kids safe. A lot of times what we get at the local level here, whether they're youth leagues calling us or if we're reaching out, is, hey, our funding's not there to buy helmets or our equipment's outdated. So this is really a great opportunity because of this initiative through the league and USA Football that teams now can apply for this and essentially get helmets to replace what are going to be outdated and no longer certified. So we all know what a hotbed football is in Northeast Ohio. We want to keep these kids playing. We want to keep them safe. So it's a great opportunity for the hundreds of youth football leagues in Northeast Ohio to go ahead and apply and potentially receive free helmets.
And again, they need to go to the website usafootball.com/player safety for this application. But the key is they also have to meet a certain criteria, correct?
Yeah, and that's what's great for those people that are not familiar with USA Football or youth leagues that are not familiar. They offer a tremendous variety of resources, whether it's for players, coaches, parents, you name it. So as part of this helmet replacement program, they do have to go forth and meet that criteria and taking part in some of USA Football's initiatives and endeavors, which really, I wouldn't even say it's a burden, because this is going to be for the betterment of the coaches and the athletes. This is something that's an asset to these youth leagues. So it's definitely something that they need to take advantage of and is another worthwhile component of this program.
And, Matt, it's a pilot program. Northern Ohio, one of only four markets that have the ability to apply. How is it that we as an area, as a region, got involved in this?
Well, I think it speaks volumes, Vic, to I would say the level or the importance of football within Northern Ohio. I know we all know about it, those of us that live here and see it and breathe it every day, but for the league to take notice and see the amount of youth that are playing the game of football and select us as one of these four regions, it's certainly something we're proud of and doing everything we can to get the word out and, like I said, make sure these kids continue to play the game of football.
Great stuff, Matt. Thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, Vic. Thanks.
Right.
Take care.
Matt Yunker, Browns manager of youth football, talking about the helmet replacing initiative. Very big deal going on here in Northern Ohio. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.